On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, hello, I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We do the show every Wednesday at noon, and just made it in time, didn't I, Michelle?
Yes, you did. With like 2 minutes to spare. It's crazy.
2 minutes to spare. It's almost like it was all part of the plan. Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We'll help you explore your options. Call us at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100, or you could just kind of make your way into one of our local locations. What, Santa Rosa?
Sure.
Verona Park?
Windsor?
Petaluma?
Yep.
Ukiah? Hidden Valley Lake? It's a bit of a drive. But if you're in the area,
sure.
You'll see my buddy Tyler Fowler. He's up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Bay Equity is a local direct lender, and I do this show because I like to get the word out about how, you know, the biggest financial transaction of most people's lives, you know, how the economy affects that, how if interest rates are affected by what's happening in the world. Of course, we've had another terrible terrorist attack.
Yes.
And when you know, events like that happen, it affects the financial markets. And it creates instability,
right,
which generally suppresses interest rates for the most part. So, you know, the more type of calamities that we see, the longer we're going to be in more of a suppressed low rate environment. So, you know, there's a reason for that, and that's because investors, hedge funds, major money movers take their money out of stocks and securities, and they move it into bonds.
Mm-hmm. They want something more stable.
They want something more stable just to see how sort of things shake out, really, is what they're looking for. So, you know, currently rates are in the low fours, and if you've been sitting on the fence, not sure if you should refinance, it is a good time to refinance. Rates still remain at historical lows, and cash out is becoming a really common refinance method. Of course, this is where you tap into the equity of your home, and you use the cash to pay off credit cards, consolidate the debt, essentially. And, you know, when you pay off your credit cards with your house, you're converting it into mortgage debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that does for you?
That helps you with your taxes.
It does. You're getting good at this.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to give you an honorary NMLS license.
Thank you. Do I get to look at the MLS listings now? Probably not.
Yes. No, it has nothing to do with the actual MLS.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
now see, now I get it right. I had it for a second there, George.
Taking it away. So, anywho, if you're interested in finding out what cash out opportunities are available to you, because money is cheap right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap to borrow on get refinance of your house. It's just a cheap time to do it. Give the folks at Bay Equity a call, 707-583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. So if you went to the Facebook page today on the Facebook, we have our guest, Paul Heck. His information's there, as well as information about the Pacific Coast Air Museum. And Paul's live in studio with us today. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, George.
So, Paul, you're the only realtor I know that actually flies your borrowers, your buyers around to look at real estate.
We do. We get a better point of view from that area.
Yeah, up above.
Yeah, and I was going to take you last Friday, but you weren't available.
No, so that I really appreciate it. I definitely am going to hit you up for another flight here, hopefully soon. You've got a great plane. Tell us about your plane.
Well, I've got a 1959 Comanche 250, and my wife, Maggie, and I have owned that airplane for almost 25 years.
Yeah, and it's a pretty sporty plane.
It is. It can get us to Tahoe in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we use it mainly to fly people around Sonoma County. And what we do is we look at country property. We go out, look at the ocean. And every once in a while, we donate flights. And we took the Boy Scouts up this weekend. We had the Explorers out. We do a program at the Pacific Coast Air Museum for education. That's one of our big missions.
Okay.
And we had donation flights for the Merit Badge this weekend.
Okay.
That is so cool. That's got to get that love of flight into those young kids.
Absolutely. Maybe they'll take an old pilot for a flight when they grow up and get their own license.
Yeah. I love that. That's very cool.
Hey, so tell us about the Pacific Coast Air Museum and the event that's happening this week.
Well, the Pacific Coast Air Museum is located at the airport, and we're the guys that actually put on the air show, and we put on Santa's Coming. This weekend for Veterans Weekend, Memorial Weekend, we have a free event where we're opening up the museum free, and we're going to have over 40 veterans of World War II and Korea.
Wow.
Yeah, and
that's
they're
great.
Going.
So the dates, is this weekend starting on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, so at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is what I'm seeing here.
10 a.m. to 2.
And how do people find the actual location of the Pacific Coast Air Museum?
Well, it's Laughlin and Becker Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So if they just come down Airport Boulevard, they'll see signs out there. They can come direct to the museum. There's going to be parking. It's free. Mm-hmm. And strangely enough, we've not done this before. This is our first time. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for volunteers. So if you've got a family that wants to come out and help us volunteer, they can call the Pacific Coast Air Museum or go to the website. Okay. PacificCoastAirMuseum.org/vets, okay. And they'll see what's going on there. But we're going to have open cockpit. We're going to have aircraft flyovers, World War II. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to have the Hot Dog Thursday group out there serving hot dog lunches.
Okay.
And if that's not enough, we're going to have the helicopter guys providing rides in their helicopter.
That's cool. Fun.
And that's kind of a new thing. And then we have North Coast Air, which is going to be, if you want to, you can take a tour with them. Now, one thing we're going to be doing is we have an old World War II Army Jeep. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be providing Army Jeep rides out there. And so if anybody's so inclined to actually ride in an actual World War II Army Jeep that was out there during World War II.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah. What a great series of events and opportunities to celebrate Memorial Day.
It's going to be great. And like I said, this is our first time doing this. We've done the air show. That's something we like to do. But this is something we felt was just a really great opportunity.
Okay. So is it just this Saturday?
It's just this Saturday.
Okay. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Go to the Pacific Coast Air Museum. And, of course, that's out by the Sonoma County Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over on the east side. Right?
It is correct. It's on the east side. Laughlin and Becker Boulevard.
Yeah. And it's free admission.
Free admission. Come on in.
Bring your kids.
And you get a chance to check us out. And, you know, we're always interested in meeting new vets.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, so your passion, of course, is flying. And you've taken me up, and I had a great time with you. But you do some work here on the ground as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I pay for this by my wife and I work for RE/MAX Realty.
Okay.
And what we do is we list and sell real estate in the area.
You do, sure. And you've got a listing that's actually in Santa Rosa, which is in a neat little location here. Tell us about it.
Well, this one is Old Railroad Square. Now, we all know what's going on with Old Railroad Square, the smart train and everything else.
It is?
Yeah. Oh. It's supposed to be happening. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Seeing it. I just haven't.
I hear the whistle.
Oh.
I think a lot of other people do too.
Yeah.
But this particular house, and this is a single family house, is at 115 6th Street.
Yeah.
And it's like walking distance. Mm-hmm. And this is a very unique house. It's three bedrooms, two bath, with a huge full basement that, you know, it was built in 1895, and I wouldn't be surprised if at one point this was a speakeasy.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys remember what that is.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely.
Elliot
What's the
Ness
password?
And, yeah, really, okay.
Yeah, yeah, so it could have been, possibly, right?
Yeah. Well, this one's priced pretty well. We've got it priced at $475. Mm-hmm. We're getting interest in it, and okay. I, quite honestly, 10 years from now, I think everybody can get an idea what Old Railroad Square is going to look like. So this is kind of a fantastic opportunity for somebody who wants to get their foot in the door and can look ahead. God, I wish I'd have bought property in Healdsburg.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no kidding. Well, I don't even think 10 years. I think it's going to happen sooner than that. I think we're going to see a lot of new development. There's already some interesting things going on culturally in A Street, and I know it's on the other side, but there's areas that were not so great that are becoming...
Sure. Cool. Oh, and there's the Railroad Square Music Festival that's coming up, has been going on now for a couple of years. So really that side of downtown Santa Rosa is fantastic.
So how do people find out more information about this?
Well, they can just give me a call at 707-479-4479. Mm-hmm. That's real easy. 479-4479. That's my cell phone.
And you'll show them. You'll set up a private showing with them.
Absolutely. Okay. We have a private showing available. All they have to do is call me, make an appointment. We'd like them to call you first, so we make sure that they are pre-approved.
Yes, and we like it when they call me first too.
Yeah. Well, you know, George, it helps when we know that they can buy the property, and then we feel really good about showing it to
and
them.
You're talking about pre-approvals, essentially, right? The role that the pre-approval plays in someone who wants to buy real estate is really critical. And, you know, it's like you don't put the cart before the horse. The sexy, fun part of real estate is going and looking at houses, mm-hmm. right? The maybe not so fun part is the financing and really getting into the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll try to make that process easy
for
you.
But it's necessary, and then it makes the second part easier because you don't have that stress about worrying if you can afford it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's a necessary step, and once you've done it, then you can go with Paul and find something and get in his plane.
Let me tell you something.
You really take people up in your plane to look at property.
I really do. Let me tell you something. When I get a pre-approval from you guys, it gets my attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is that because it's so fancy looking?
What it is, I know you guys have done the research, right. And we can actually help them out.
It is. It has a nice border, too. But yeah, the pre-approval certificate means we went through the effort.
Right.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. It's one of those things where being a local lender versus the internet lender, there's just so much more validation. I got to tell you, a property like this on 6th Street, it's going to be a tough one to comp out. And you got to be careful with the internet lenders because they're going to call an appraiser from their panel of appraisers. Who knows where they come from? When you work with a local lender, we have our own panel and they're local and they're going to know the difference between comps on 6th Street and, you know, comps in another area, like just across, say Dutton, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a completely different area, even though it's a quarter mile away.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
So. Well, this is a unique property. So I welcome the opportunity to show it to people, especially if they've talked to you first, George.
Paul Heck, realtor with RE/MAX Gold, Santa Rosa. You can reach him at 707-479-4479. You can also look up and probably see him flying his Comanche around.
We love to do that. We love to go up and get some air.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, hey, Paul, thanks so much for coming in. And
thanks
again, folks,
me.
Come see us May 27th. Paul will be there. You can't miss him. He's the guy with the big smile from 10 to 2. He'll be there at the Pacific Coast Air Museum. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back and introduce you to a new addition to the Bay Equity family.
Cool.
So stick around. I'm George Adair, and we'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Golden State Warriors NBA Finals action on KSRO is brought to you by Hansel BMW.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
It's time to get the best sleep of your life during Mancini Sleep World's Memorial Day mattress sale. Right now, enjoy up to 65% off your choice of luxury comfort. Sealy Posturepedic, CertaPerfect Sleepers, Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, and more. Feeling is believing. Visit us at Mancini Sleep World.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for sticking around with us today. We do this show every Wednesday, and if you happen to miss it, you can always go on to ksro.com. We've got a podcast there, mm-hmm. and listen to the old shows. Sometimes you just can't get enough of me.
Right.
Yeah.
More George.
Yeah. Strangely, my wife doesn't ever go back and listen to the shows.
I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah. Where's that special sound effect? Rimshot.
Nope.
Hey, many thanks to Paul Heck. Of course, he's a realtor with RE/MAX Gold. Paul's been doing that for years. Like decades,
mm-hmm.
and he's really good. And you know, his whole spin on the pilot side of his life correlates with his real estate side, and it's really fun. And you know what? We didn't do it this week, but I know we'll have to do another show with him and get him to give out a flight.
That's so fun. Yeah. People love that.
Yeah, we got so many calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Made me feel like great. A real radio show. You know, I just was missing a squeaky duck. That was it. But otherwise, I had the contest.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Hey, Remax Gold, Santa Rosa, Paul Heck at 707-479-4479. And he'll show you that listing on 6th Street. Priced really well.
Yeah.
And it's definitely going to be an area that's up and coming. It's not there yet, but it's going to get there.
The growth is very big potential there. Yeah,
it definitely will. So good opportunity. Hey, I'm excited. I've got a friend of mine in the studio here, Mike Rooney. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, George? Thanks for inviting me.
I'm doing great. I'm glad you joined us today because today Mike Rooney is joining us as a manager with Bay Equity Home Loans.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
Yay. Again, light on the sound effects.
I need to bring up the sound effects. This is terrible. I'm embarrassed.
The production value has gone way down here today.
So sorry about that.
That's okay.
There we go.
Mike, you joined Bay Equity. You've been in this business for 30 years. And, you know, I'm so excited that you joined me because I'm a busy guy and we have a great team of people. Mm-hmm. And Mike is providing a level of leadership that is really going to help elevate Bay Equity's loan officers and our team of originators to a new level. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. I know you've been doing this a long time. You're a family guy, but you're a real community guy, too.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 30 years or more, and I have an old-fashioned approach to the business. And
now, old, is that OLE or OLD?
Both.
Okay.
I feel that the way you take care of a borrower is what you do for your mother or your grandmother, that's the same thing you do for your borrowers.
Okay.
And if you take care of your borrowers, they're lifelong clients, and they'll be very prosperous for any loan officer that treats their borrowers that way.
So a service-oriented approach to your relationships.
That's the reason why I joined Bay Equity.
Yeah.
The service levels that are offered at Bay Equity are first class, and I'm just so proud to be a part of it.
And you like, you know, being a veteran in the business, you've seen technology grow with the industry. And one of the things that you had shared with me is your excitement about how Bay Equity uses technology. Tell us more about that and the customer experience.
Yeah, being around for as long as I have, I've had to learn technology. When I started in the business, I had a series of computers behind me that I didn't know how to turn on, but they looked good.
Yeah, they looked really fancy.
Yeah. And so I've had to learn
green screens
to adopt to technology and actually use it the right way. Yeah. And the technology that Bay Equity has is just fantastic, and it's easy to use. You don't have to be young and have all kinds of technical skills.
Yeah.
It's a plug-and-play system that is literally the best I've ever seen.
Well, and some of those things start from when you complete your loan application. You can do it right there online in the comfort of your own home. But you can also provide all of your documents in a secure manner. There's been a lot of cybercrime happening right now. So how does Bay Equity's document portal protect people from that?
They have a great security level in the porthole, so the customer can feel completely secure in sending their documents in.
Right.
It goes right into a secure system and stays there. Documents aren't floating around the office, end up in a trash can.
Right.
It's all stored on a server.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, when clients email documents in, it could bounce around to a dozen different servers around the world. It's not necessarily just going to stay in this like little tight little like cyber environment. It's going to go anywhere that the email is going. And there is huge cybersecurity issues right now with sending your personal social security number around in your email account.
Right.
And so the document portal really bypasses that by making a direct connection from that person's computer into our server.
Yeah, it's really scary how many loan officers are using Yahoo, Gmail accounts, and there's just no security whatsoever. And you're sending your tax returns over these email accounts, and your information could end up anywhere.
Yeah, well, and it does. It's just whether someone grabs it and does something nefarious with it, really. You know, that's the scary part of it. So technology is a big part of what we do. But we've got offices now in Ukiah and Hidden Valley Lake and Windsor, Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Roanoke Park. We're trying to fill those offices, right?
Yes, we are. We're aggressively looking for loan officers that have the same values that we have. The potential at Bay Equities is just endless. I was absolutely beside myself to find out how many loan officers they had in this company that funded in excess of $50 million a year, which is
big numbers.
Just big, big numbers. And they're all seasoned veterans, and they've all been with the company several years. So there's very little changeover with the loan officers.
Well, we don't lose a lot of loan officers because what we have is good. The client experience is also a really important part of our relationship with our loan officers and how we communicate with them along the way and how we communicate with the realtors along the way. We've got the in-process communications.
Yeah. Loan officers should always communicate directly with their clients and their realtors. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, you can never communicate too much. Mm-hmm. And the systems that are in place at Bay Equity communicate with your clients and their realtors continuously through the transaction. And you don't have to do anything to do it. It just automatically does it. And then coupled with your own communication skills, the realtors and the clients are very, very excited to know exactly what's going on through the entire transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't say enough about communication in this business because it gets confusing. There's a lot of things. You know, I read that there's 1,100 different actions that happen from the start to the end of a mortgage.
Really?
1,100. So to obtaining a loan. So that's from origination all the way to selling the loan. 1,100 different actions.
That can feel overwhelming, I'm sure.
It can. And so our job any good loan officer, it should be to minimize the exposure to all those actions and just go to the client with what you really need, you know, and not go back and forth about this and this and that. So Memorial Day is coming up. We've got a great program. We talk about it all the time, but I can't think of a better time to talk about this because we all know a hero. Tell us about Giving to Heroes.
Well, George, this is a program that is exclusive to Bay Equity, and there are a few other programs that are also exclusive, but this one really rings to everybody's heart because it's a program that the company supports financially, realtors support financially, and it benefits veterans, anybody in the military. It also benefits people that are in law enforcement, fire, hospitals, medical, any kind of government, public safety, and education.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Yeah, and I mean, teachers, I mean, they're just fantastic people, and they just never seem to get enough recognition. In fact, there was an article in the paper this morning that the Petaluma teachers had to strike because they could not get a raise.
That's crazy.
In their salary.
Yeah, Michelle, so, you've got teachers and educators.
It's almost everybody. Yeah, yeah. From my grandma down to my aunts, my brother, my mom and dad. I mean, everybody.
Yeah. Love this program. And so, in a nutshell, what does it do for people?
Well, when you go out and purchase a house, it gives you an opportunity to receive a credit against your closing costs of many thousands of dollars. And you can't say enough about being able to go out and buy a house and receive
free money,
$3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 credit to offset all these closing costs that have become quite large since 2008.
So the credit is really based on the transaction size, the loan amount, and the commission that the real estate agent gets. So, you know, I mean, especially here in Sonoma County, the commissions on these real estate transactions are pretty great, pretty big. Mm-hmm. And we have realtors, like you said, giving thousands of dollars back. And Bay Equity is also giving a significant amount of money back. So when someone wants to be eligible, they're automatically qualified
if they're in that,
if they're in any of those segments. Wow. Now, Mike, you know, here's something that a lot of people don't think about, which is they think of hero. They're like, oh, it's got to be the doctor. Oh, it's got to be the fireman. Mm-hmm. No, it can be administrative support. It can be the custodial staff of the school. It's anybody that works within that organization. And that's what's exciting is we're not literally limiting it. We want people that work in that organization to feel like they're getting something.
Yeah, and so many of those people go unnoticed. And this is a chance to recognize them. And yeah. it's so wonderful to work for a company that supports the community in ways like this, yeah. where they're giving back. And they're not just giving back time.
Right.
In this case, they're giving back money.
That's great.
So Memorial Day is around the corner, and that's why we wanted to talk about it today. Of course, Memorial Day being the day that we honor our military and our veterans. And there's so much terribleness in the world right now that we can't recognize the importance of these people in our lives and to this country. So this is our little part in giving back to those specific heroes. If you are interested in finding out more about the Giving to Heroes program, you can go ahead and give us a call. In fact, you can call Mike direct. Mike, what number should they reach you at?
707-888-2000.
One more time.
707-888-2000. 2000.
Okay. And also, talk to Mike about joining Bay Equity. We're recruiting loan officers. Mm-hmm. It's a great, great company. I've been with the company now for 8 years. And it's just crazy. I mean, I almost said seven. It's like it just keeps flying. You know, last month it became eight. And I tell people this is the last mortgage lender I'll ever work for. There's no reason for me to want to work anywhere else. And I do this show to get the good word out about what we do for Bay Equity and also be part of the community. So if you're interested in that, again, give Mike a call at 707-888-2000. It's confidential, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I've only had the number since 1984.
Well, the other thing is, of course, if you want to find out more about our Giving to Heroes program, you can go to givingtoheroes.net. givingtoheroes.net, and there's all kinds of information there. Or it's also on our Facebook page, which mm-hmm. is facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. I am getting the hook. If you have anyone in your family, if you yourself are a veteran or in military, we do truly thank you for your service. Enjoy this holiday weekend and all the recognition and accolades that you get, and hopefully we can find some peace in the world. Until next week, folks, I'm George Adair. Thanks again. We'll see you.